Great. Now, the new Czech film Protector has begun delivering on high expectations with a win at the Stars International Film Festival in Denver, Colorado. The Krzysztof Kieslowski Award for Best Feature Film was a promising start for the World War II film that the Czech Republic has already pinned its Oscar hopes on. Christian Falvey reports.
When Protector was put forward by the Czech Film and Television Academy 2 days after it premiered at the London Film Festival, a lot of people were unsurprised even without having seen it. Considering what has worked in the past, films dealing with the Second World War and the Holocaust are safe shots for Oscars. I asked the film's producer, Pavel Sturnad, if he saw the film as Oscar material from the beginning.
Well, that's the question that everybody asks us, but we haven't made this film because it's a World War II topic. We made it because we thought the story was strong enough, and obviously this is the time when this type of story was a matter of life and death, and I'm happy that it turned out to be a great film. When you start making film, you don't think about Oscars. You just think about making a good film.
Protector is the story of a married couple who find themselves on opposite sides of the war after the protectorate learns that the wife, a film actress, is of Jewish descent. Meanwhile, her husband, a Czechoslovak radio journalist, is set to become the voice of Nazi propaganda in the occupied country. The filmmakers have said that the two ideas they were most interested in working with from the outset was the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich in Prague and the plight of a radio employee. That certainly adds to its interest for Czechs, not to mention Czech radio employees. But Pavel Sturnad says that the victory in Denver was confirmation of Protector's strong transnational appeal.
Well, actually, yes, I was surprised, but we had a couple of screenings and we really found out that the U.S. audience is really embracing the film. So I think, you know, that's great that this film works abroad. It's quite universal also, you know, for other territories, and I would say even for other periods of Czech history, because we saw similar stories happening later during the communism, and that's what we liked about the story as well.
Protector, which was directed by Marek Nybert, has not been an astounding success in Czech cinemas, though, despite its solid success among critics. Those results, though, can sometimes be the sign of a classic.
Christian Falvey with that story.